Hello, welcome to the chicken store.
I'm the owner of Cluck the Chicken Store in Paoli, Wisconsin.
The hubbaloo around Paoli was that there's a chicken store coming. We weren't sure what that meant.
I think it's probably the only chicken store in the world that combines art, gifts, and supplies for backyard chickens. And I have customers in there right now, so I probably better go and talk with them.
A chicken store is a weird store, and I have no idea what I'm doing. I just realized there were all these people who were interested in backyard chickens.
It's one of the fastest growing hobbies in America. People are doing it for practical reasons. There it is. People are also doing it because it's fun, because the chickens are fun. Girls, do you want to come out? They make me laugh. Chick, 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 chick. Come on, girls. It's a humbling experience to be outwitted by a chicken. That connection with something that is so real, so not virtual, is very, very appealing to people right now.
That was awkward. That was very awkward.
I'm really enjoying it. Hi there.
Hello.
We're doing an interview here, so thanks for...
I'll try to stay.
Oh, that's okay. Welcome. You're very welcome. Chicken people are friendly and they're funny.
Hello. Excuse me. Thank you.
It's okay if you give your chickens names. Good work, Gracie. Thank you. It's okay if you want to buy chicken treats for them.
Should we go over here and I'll give you a treat?
In fact, we celebrate it.
Do you guys sell feed?
We do.
And sometimes you can feel a little intimidated if you go into a real feed store. People are talking about 100 chickens or 200 or 1,000 or 10,000, and you're talking about 4. We do sell feed. We do sell supplies. We do have practical things.
Well, they like having the shavings. It helps keep the coop clean.
It's not just chicken tchotchke.
I'm interested in the decorative arts surrounding chickens, which has been something that people have loved for thousands of years in all cultures.
People would say, you think you can really sell art in a feed store? So I'd say to them, well, do you think I can sell feed in an art store? I have no retail experience, so I really have to go just by gut feeling. And so far that's worked out pretty well. Chicken people are a little different from dog and cat people. They become interested in the natural world through their chickens.
Hi, Oscar.
Hi.
Hi, hi, hi.
They are interested in their own little corner of sustainable agriculture.
That's a good, beautiful boy.
Ultimately, I think the backyard chicken movement is all about sustainability, how animals are raised, how they're treated, ultimately how we treat the earth. It's a beautiful thing.